Hello, good morning. It's Monday on 98.9 The Buzz. How are you? It's, let's see, this is May 19th, and we're on the downslide to the end of the month and the upslide to Memorial Day weekend. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters. Happy Monday.
I didn't realize that this is going to be, like AAA said, I guess we're going to have a record number of people traveling this year for Memorial Day weekend.
They always say that, don't they?
You know what?
They say it every time.
It's a true. That's a true statement. It feels like they do, but they said this is like the record number, and they haven't seen numbers like this in years. But then I always wonder, like, they're predicting a record number. How do they determine that?
Maybe
do they ask people?
Maybe pre-sale airline bookings or something like that. And then they have some kind of road trips. Right, they have some kind of way to, you know, figure out, you know, there's going to be so many cars on the road because of travel. It starts with the airline because it's definite. Then they know it's got to be some formula. It seems like every year they say
it's
true because more people are born, right? Less people are dying.
Oh, you think more people are just in the world?
Yeah.
Oh, I never thought of that. Anyone traveling? Noon is the worst time to leave, by the way.
Noon when? Today?
Just noon.
Noon.
If you're like, when should we head out? If you're taking a road trip.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't head out at noon.
Don't you always, when you do a road trip, start at the end and work your way to the beginning? Like, we want to be there by 4, or we want to be there by before the rush hour hits. So therefore, we got to go back 8 hours, so we need to leave at, you know, 7, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's how we do it. Like, rush hour in, like, Washington is always nasty.
Yeah, right,
We want to avoid blank.
Right, yeah. It's not like got to get there. It's got to avoid this to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're still stuck in traffic, no matter what.
Yeah, right. Are you traveling? You going anywhere for Memorial Day weekend?
No, I actually forgot it was Memorial Day weekend. It doesn't feel like it.
I know, right?
Weather's not cooperating.
We have, my wife has aspirations to have everything ready to go for Memorial Day weekend up at our camper area, even though it's supposed to be crappy.
Are you hosting anything?
No, but it will be, I think that'll be like the first people come out of the woodwork and everybody's there, you know. And this is the week I have to, we went up this weekend, and I can talk about that in a bit, but it's like geniuses. The world is full of geniuses. I'll qualify it with that. Okay, so if you want to take advantage of getting stuff ready for Memorial Day weekend, pretty much today and tomorrow is the day you want to do it, because it's going to be mostly sunny and breezy today. It's going to be a cool week, only going to be in the 60s. We might even get a chance of frost south of Rochester. That's weird. This late in the year?
Mm-hmm.
Eh.
I keep reminding myself that last week they said we were a climate haven.
Yeah, sure.
Remember, people are wanting to come to Rochester because of our weather.
Of the great weather we have.
Yeah.
The lack of, just like planning a road trip. How you don't want to be there when the traffic hits? People want to come here because we don't get the hurricanes and the tornadoes and the earthquakes.
Yeah, it's not necessarily we have great weather. It's that we don't have horrific
bad weather. Yes.
Right. So that in turn makes us have great weather.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's great weather today, 60 sunny, and then tomorrow sunny for the morning. Then it'll increase clouds later in the day and close to 60, 57 degrees. And yesterday was a day we were planning on doing all kinds of stuff outside, and that didn't go well. Too cold, too rainy, too windy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And right now we're starting off at 46. We're getting back up to 60 degrees here today. James Taylor's coming back to town, and we've got your tickets this morning, bud. Okay, let's get this party started, shall we? Mostly sunny and breezy today and 60 degrees for the high. Looking good, looking good. Tomorrow, sunny for the morning. So, you know, first couple of days this week is going to be good. Wednesday, gray and rainy. So let's take advantage of the beautiful weather. I'm Scott Spaziano. This is Sandy Waters, too. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We hope you like our
show. How was your weekend? I was thinking about you all weekend. I'm like, oh, I wonder how it went. Like, on Friday, you had the big RPO gala that you were hosting and you were so stinking nervous about, which I don't know why, because you do this stuff all the time.
I wasn't nervous about that.
Oh, you weren't nervous about that?
No, I was nervous about the Red Wings game. But
Okay.
But I tell you, the RPO Gala was just unbelievable. You just felt like you were just, I don't know, it was just so cool.
I bet you were nervous because you're hanging out with people that, you know, are that's just a
little bit higher on the social scale. Yeah. So what table do they put us at? The table with County Executive Adam Bello and Mayor Malik Evans and their spouses and the CEO and chairman of the RPO and his wife. We all had to sit together. That was awkward.
Oh, God. What did you say? What did you? Because you always put your foot in your mouth when you
I did well. Actually, I wasn't able to be at the table that often because I had to be at the stage. Well. I did well. No, I did my schmooze. I did the schmooze thing. It was cool because Mayor Evans said, I used to listen to you when I was growing up. I'm like, oh, God.
Did he remember he said that to you at our anniversary party?
Yeah. Well, we kept talking about that, and he kept bringing that up. So it was pretty funny. Anyway, but we ended up raising, the paddle call was my, you know, my thing. You know, mm-hmm. I try to encourage people to donate.
Yeah, you're good at that.
We ended up raising $180,000.
What?
Yeah.
Holy cow, money in that.
I'm going.
Room.
I'm getting invited back. I love it. Mostly sunny, breezy, 60. And also then the Red Wings game. It was, you know, first pitch. That was the thing I was really, really nervous about. I saw our Buzz fam, John Freeman, there. He was there. He's got season tickets right behind home plate.
Oh, cool.
I know where they sit now. And
you can't miss him. He's so stinking tall.
Yeah, he's tall, John. And let me see what else. You know, Saturday was a little iffy. It was rainy, and then it was like, not sure. And we got there. The sun came out. And as a matter of fact, there was a rainbow at the Red Wings game.
Oh, my God. You are talking about everything that happened except for the main attraction, which is you throwing out the first pitch. So I could only assume it went awful.
It was also buzz night there. It was, and we got a lot of response. Dan Mason, let me get up on the mic real quick and welcome all the buzz listeners.
Aww.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, and then there was the first pitch. Something happened. I got to tell you about it. But I got, we're out of time. Oh, crap. Oh, 6:10
now. Oh, something happened?
Something.
What do you mean something happened?
There was something that, I'll tell you what happened. How's that sound?
Okay, something good happened or just something happened? Something bad happened?
Well, something good happened. Something happened. Nothing. I can't tell you. I'm not going to tell you.
Are you embarrassed? Are you walking, like, driving by Innovative Field a little bit differently?
No.
Because you're so ashamed?
No. But
I don't even know if you can be ashamed. You're never embarrassed. You say things, do things that are like, oh, God, I would be so humiliated. And you're like, that's fine. I'd
own it.
I don't think you ever get humiliated. Do you?
No.
When was the last time you were humiliated by
someone? I don't know.
You don't have it in you. Is it because you just don't care?
Oblivious.
Or is it you're so,
yeah. I'm oblivious, plus I don't care.
I was working my way to oblivious.
Yeah. Oblivious first. Don't care second. Matters, as they say. All right, so yeah, hold on for that. Hold on for the first pitch story.
Okay.
Hold on. Stand by.
Spazano and Sandy.
Hey, good morning. It's about 6:21 now on 98.9 The Buzz. Spazano and Sandy, good morning, Monday. Hello.
Okay, so I don't know if this is a thing. I think there is an age cutoff of mowing. Is there an age cutoff where you, like, I know there's a too young age.
Yeah.
Which age is that for you?
Well, they got.
Can you be 10?
You got it. It's
eight.
It's not age. It's height.
Oh.
If you got a push mower or a rider.
Oh man, then you and me wouldn't even hit the height requirement now.
No, I do.
Is there a two? Listen to him. He's like, I'm sweating for the record.
Just to let you know, just to put that down, mark it in history. No, there's not an age cutoff.
It's age cutoff.
Like, who cuts off?
Well,
you cut yourself off or your family cuts you off?
I kind of see. Okay, so if you have a rider, okay, we're talking about a rider now. There is a point where you have to take, it's not an easy conversation, but there is a point in time where you have to take the keys away from mom or dad when it comes to their vehicle driving.
Okay.
We're talking about a rider, so isn't it kind of the same thing? Is there a point where you have to just have that tough conversation with mom and dad?
Oh, man.
If you're a bad driver, are you a bad mower?
Yeah. No, because when you mow the, you could be a bad driver, But mowing takes more concentration than driving does.
See? So maybe there is an age cutoff.
Well, this is not an age cutoff. There's a mental ability cutoff, right? Physical and mental ability. There's no age.
Yeah, but that's why you have to take the keys away, because the mental ability, as you get older, your reflexes aren't the same. Your judgment is a little bit off. So I think your team, yes, you have to take it away.
When you're out, when you can't do a straight line and follow the line you just made.
There are some people when I go for a walk and you know, I think we all do this. We judge how our neighbors cut their lawn, right? Uh-huh. There are some people that I just want to knock on their door and be like, did you feel like proud of the work that you did because your lawn looks like
really?
Yeah, you know, you get those occasional labors where they're like, did they walk away from this feeling like
really that bad, huh?
Or did they just do it where they're like, yeah, let's just get this done?
That's the most focused thing you do. Hello, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy. Happy
Ray.
Monday.
Hey, Ray.
I don't know if it's necessarily a cutoff for age as much as safety. Because as we get older, some of us experience vertigo and different things, and your balance might be off, and different things happen body-wise as far as age.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get a hilly terrain and you're on a riding lawnmower and you're not careful, you're going to flip it.
Yeah, right. But wouldn't you be like, hey, this is getting a little weird for me. I can't do this anymore. Time to hire it out.
No, because what are we all guilty of? We don't want to admit we're getting old.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The last thing you want to do is take that little bit of freedom of being able to be out in the yard. It's the same as taking away a license of a driver.
Right.
You're taking away that last little bit of freedom, and they're going to fight you all the way out.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to say a man, but as a man who's proud to do your lawn, is it harder for your kids to take away your car keys or your lawnmower keys?
Well, I don't fit that description because my wife has a rider that I bought for her that I've used maybe 4 times.
Right. Women love to mow. Women love to mow.
So, Scott, for you, because you're very...
Her garden and her yard, I don't touch. I know that.
I love it. Thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Scotty, for you, because you're proud of your lawn.
Would it be harder
to take away the car keys or you to give up the lawnmower keys?
The lawn would have to be mowed, so it's hard because it would cost me more money. That's the part about it. Like, I don't want to pay, you know, whatever.
How about John just messaged us and said his grandma's 82 and still mowing.
Nice.
Grandma.
Hey, Kev.
82?
Nice. Hi, Buzz.
Good morning.
Kev.
Yeah. As far as Sandy wants to know if I'm proud about my lawn,
yeah,
it could look like I cut it with a pair of rusty hedge clippers, and I'd be proud of it.
Oh, you don't care.
Yeah, see, you're that guy.
just for the simple fact that it got mowed.
Yeah. Hey, they mowed. Who knew?
Yeah.
4 times a year.
I've been down as far as 3.
Real? Come on. Dude.
Yes. I hate lawnmowers.
So you're giving up the car keys now, the lawnmower keys now.
Give it.
Okay, how about this? Just one final thing, because I got this message and I can't ignore this message, and this is way too funny.
Thanks, buddy.
Do you guys wear when you mow?
Huh?
Kid you not, neighbor mows with a Speedo. No joke, it says. A Speedo?
Come on.
Who's doing that?
Sometimes when I go out to mow, I think, I got to dress it down a little bit. I wear button down shirts, right? Like this shirt today that I'm wearing.
Are you wearing that on the rider?
I wouldn't wear that on the rider. To me, it feels too formal. Like, you gotta put your crappy shoes on, your sneakers.
You can't cut the lawn in a suit.
No, you can't. No, you gotta grunge it out.
One step away from a suit. Just put on a jacket.
Does it make me old that I have an outdoor outfit that I wear? I have a specific pair of jeans and 3 different t-shirts.
Do you have a Speedo? Anyone mow the lawn in a bathing suit?
All of us. We all do. Absolutely.
My old neighbor used to, my mother would hate when she would mow the lawn because she would be out there in a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
Kid, yeah.
I see that, you know, to get some sun.
Yeah. Well, this dude in a Speedo, that's
a little weird.
Okay. Anyhow.
There's a lot of blades going around. You don't want anything near that.
Breakfast with a side of Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Anyone willing to call up if they make $100,000 or more? Are you doing the same thing a lot of people making that amount of money are doing?
All right, 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. $100,000 a year.
Do you think that's a good amount? Like, what's a good amount anymore? I don't even know.
I don't even know. That's not as much as it used to be.
I know.
Yeah.
So is that a good paycheck? Even with everything that's going on in the world? Apparently not, because people making $100,000 or more, 25% say they have a side hustle for extra money.
Yeah.
There you go.
For just basic expenses. That's not just to have, because I want to go on an extra vacation every year. That's just for basic paper towel toilet paper.
Make ends meet. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
And then another 8% said they're trying to save for a specific goal. 7% pay off debt. 10% to have more financial flexibility. But you add up all those percentages, that's a good amount of people making $100,000 who have a side gig.
I think, I don't know if this data reflects any of this, but is it all of a sudden, like since COVID hit, because we all were like trying to figure out, everybody was trying to figure everything out after that, gig economy kind of thing started to kick in?
It doesn't say that in this, but I kind of assume it to be that as well. You didn't hear much about side gigs until after COVID, right?
Yeah,
and everybody reprioritizing their life.
Well, it's like, in order to do a side gig, a lot of people are like, well, I don't have time for a side gig. But then I don't have enough money to buy toilet paper. It's like, well, I guess I'm going to get a side gig, right? You gotta make room for a side gig.
Well, you have a side gig.
I have a side gig, yeah.
I've always known you to try to get to have a side gig.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, even before it was called have a side gig.
Yeah, before it was cool. That's probably because of my the way my brain works. Like, I've got to do different things. Like I've had every hobby known to man. And I could have monetized every one of those hobbies, but I haven't.
So why not make money from
it? Yeah, right. Which is weird, because right now my little side little hobby is this 3D printing stuff, but I have no desire to make any money at it. Isn't that weird?
Oh, that'll change. I've heard you say that before about other things that you've done.
No, but
how can you not? I mean, that is like a gold mine of opportunity. Your 3D printing thing. And you're so about, I mean, you will talk to anybody and everybody
Absolutely.
About your 3D. We do a TV hit on 13 Wham, right?
Mm-hmm. On Fridays.
And we sit in the green room, and Scott and I are always a little early just in case they need like a go-to guest. Someone doesn't show up, they'll put us in.
Yeah.
So there's other guests that come in, complete strangers to us. We don't know who these people are. We're sitting in the green room together, just kind of, awkwardly, how are you? How's the weather? And then Scott goes into 3D printing conversation, deep conversations with these
people. Last week lit up. He's like, oh, my friend gave me one. It's so cool. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a pass-through fidget. I know what you're talking about, right?
I saw the excitement in your face. You were like so giddy.
Yeah, man.
Your wife doesn't want to hear about it.
Nope. You're done with it.
You're just so much.
You know, it's funny because like you don't. If I were really to get into it, it would be a full time. It'd have to be full time. It's not like a side gig kind of thing. You need to invest in a whole bunch of printers and then factory style.
How many people? I think it's almost like tattoos, where at one point it was like if you had a tattoo, you were unique. And now a lot of people have a tattoo. So if you don't have a tattoo, you're unique.
Right.
I think this is almost like becoming the side gig thing. If you only have one job, how many of you listening right now only have one job?
Right.
It's like we're rare.
Yeah, we're rare. How about one job and no hobbies?
That's me.
That's right.
I don't know. That's crazy. And so I was digging deep, after I saw this, I was like, God, so many people have these side jobs. What side jobs are there that don't take up too much time, not a huge learning curve? Mm-hmm.
What'd you find?
Side jobs, do you have any? 818-2899. Well, I stumbled upon bookkeeping. I'm like, I'm organized because it was like, if you're a very organized person, maybe bookkeeping is for you. And I'm like, bookkeeping? So you run someone else's finances to make sure they have everything in order. That screams me.
That's in your wheelhouse, yeah. Would you do that?
I don't know. I started to take courses last night. I'm like watching videos. I'm watching videos on like how to be a bookkeeper.
Well, I mean,
You
get one person to like one little small business that's just starting out that needs someone, you know, to do that. That's not numerically minded.
Or yeah, right. Because you don't. And nobody likes to deal with the receipts and the budgets and whatever. Nobody likes that.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll do it for you.
Okay.
Anyone do bookkeeping? I'm so curious about this now.
What do you charge as a side hustle for bookkeeping?
They say for each client, you could charge like, what'd they say, $100 to $300 an hour?
An hour?
Or no, a month.
Oh, okay.
No, or an hour. Now I can't remember. I watched so many videos. Now I'm getting them all confused.
I don't know about an hour. I don't know. About an hour, but...
I don't remember now.
I mean, if you spend you know, an hour a week doing stuff for one client, right? All of a sudden you got 20 clients and all of a sudden you got, you know, a full-time job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hourly rate, $25 to $75.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Flat monthly fee could be $300 to $1,500 per month.
Yeah, depending on the size and the load that you got.
Full-time salary, $40,000 to $60,000 a year. Well, we're not going to be full-time. Okay, I love it.
There you go.
Bookkeepers out there? Any 3D printers out there?
I did see, though.
Rare side gigs?
I did see a shop that is like a game place where, you know, you get, you know, like Xbox and all that cosplay stuff and all whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a fit, you know, for 3D print stuff, I'm thinking.
Someday soon.
I know.
You'll be making money
from this. Yeah, I don't know. Good luck.
Anyhow.
Side gigs.
Any of you make it $100,000 and you're like, gosh, I can't make ends meet. Well, you're not alone.
There you go. Okay, you. What's up? 7 o'clock hour. 99 of Buzz. 707. Scott Spisano. Sandy Waters. 47 degrees to start. We're going to see sunshine here today. Breezy skies, too. Let's enjoy this next couple of days of nice weather, shall we?
Anybody else have a scenario where you were so stinking jealous of your spouse, it was very hard for you to get excited to what opportunity they had? I can only imagine
how much
you're faking it.
My wildest
for
dreams.
Your wife.
Was it about 3-4 weeks ago that we stumbled upon the fact that there's going to be a Hallmark movie being produced in Buffalo about the Buffalo Bills? It's called Holiday Touchdown, a Bills love story.
Mm.
Hallmark Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is on the cast. My wife got cast in the movie. My wife, Jill, texts me.
Is going to be the focus of the love story.
No.
Oh.
But she's like, I got accepted into the Hallmark movie with the Buffalo Bills. I'm like, what? Like, can you imagine just seeing that word, what? Exclamation point, question mark. And she was like in Buffalo. She works in Buffalo. She drives every day up to Buffalo, and she's got, you know, all kinds of dealings going on up there. And she does work in Orchard Park, you know, with some doctors and stuff. And I don't know how this came about, and I really haven't asked her about it much, but like,
was she hand selected or did she enter?
She sent in a headshot and she got accepted.
That's how they asked for, is a headshot?
Yeah. It's a crowd scene, you know, to be in the stands, I think, just to be a Bills.
Pretty people?
Probably. I don't know.
You would never make it.
In a Hallmark movie? You kidding me? Got to be gorgeous to be in a Hallmark movie.
So you got to be excited because you're her husband.
Well, how
much are you faking it? Because you so want that. Did you even sign up?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I'm jealous because it's... I don't know. It's not like, oh, he's going to be in the movies and I'm not. I'm just like...
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah.
Come on, dig deep.
Totally want to be in the movies.
Absolutely you do. Anybody would love to be in a Buffalo Bills movie and to say that. Who wouldn't?
I kind of, for the fact that, you know, it's at least one more time at Highmark Stadium before it closes. You know, if I don't get a chance to go to a game, this is even totally different. This will be forever. It's like you can go to a game. That's one thing. But you could pull up the movie anytime now and see yourself.
Yes.
Right.
There's a lot to be jealous about. We're not judging your jealousy. We would all feel that way.
Well, she said,
how are you faking your excitement for her?
I don't know.
This is so great.
No, I'm like, that's cool. And she's like, well, it's like three nights and I'm just thinking,
three nights.
It's three different nights of taping or something like that.
Oh, so she has to stay. Does she drive up every day?
Yeah, she's go back and forth. But she said, well, you know, there's a whole bunch of that were picked for the crowd, but they're only giving out certain amount of so many tickets. I mean, so like a lottery. So everybody got accepted isn't actually going to get really in the production.
When did she find out?
9:21 last night. I made the cut for the Bills movie. And there it is. Holiday Touchdown, a Bills Love Story, Stadium Day 2. There's a logo. There's Billy the Buffalo. God. And okay. It says 1X ticket, Friday, May 23rd, 8 p.m., Highmark Stadium.
Here's the real question now. Because, oh, God, that's legit. That is so legit. Okay, so here's the question now. If your partner was cast in a movie, would you get jealous if you found out they had an intimate role? If she had, if she was, because, you know, yes.
I know you're hypothesizing, but like, yeah.
They see her and they're like, oh, my God, that woman is beautiful. She does glow. She's a walking glowing woman.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's so stunning.
She's so sweet. Yeah.
So if they all of a sudden in the middle of taping that one points to her and says, come on, you got to be the focus of this love story. Would you get jealous?
No, because she'd get paid.
You wouldn't. Where's the come on,
Jack?
You wouldn't.
Sandy, stop everything.
Like Candace Bergen, did she say that she said no to some movies or whatever, or she didn't?
Yeah.
Accept as many roles because of her husband said, right, "Listen, yeah. I don't feel comfortable."
Well, that's her problem. That's his problem. Here's my problem. You're trying to force me into this jealous rage, which I have none. I'm being honest. I'm ripping off the clothes.
I'm not in denial.
I don't have, you know,
ripping
me.
Off the clothes. That's what she's going to be doing in this movie.
Fine. Whatever. You know I don't have an ounce of jealousy
well,
in me.
Well, why not?
You've been trying
so
years
weird.
And years. You've been trying for years and years and years to drum up some of this.
Human emotion? Yeah.
No.
I'm trying to drum up human emotion.
Yes.
You're a freaking robot.
I have all kinds of human emotion.
Okay,
I have
this,
zero
then?
Jealousy. You know why? Because it's a defect of a personality, and I don't have that defect.
Okay, because you're perfect. So here's what if the roles were reversed? Uh-huh. What if you were cast in this movie?
Oh, she'd have a huge problem with it.
And you have the love interest.
Yes.
Yeah.
She'd have a huge problem with it.
Would you say no to the movie then?
No.
Oh, my. Your wife doesn't want you to do the love scene in this Bills movie.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't decline?
No. Oh, listen to that fake gasp of yours.
That's a real gasp. I mean, I don't gasp often, but that was real.
No, that's a fake gasp. Would your husband be jealous? Would your husband be jealous? He'd let you do it.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know if he would be jealous.
Let's know that you're projecting your jealousy on all of us here today. It's you're spilling it off. You are extremely jealous.
If my husband were to say, hey, listen, I don't feel comfortable. I don't want you doing that movie. I would not do the movie.
If I said, Jill, I don't feel comfortable doing the movie, she'd be like, well, too bad.
Call her. Let's see what she would say. You're assuming she would say that.
What time is it?
Come on.
Is she up? Okay, yeah. I think she's probably getting...
Oh, my God, call her.
Ellie,
I think
ready.
She would say no. I'm not going to.
Hold on.
No. Now say it honestly. I don't feel comfortable you doing this movie.
She won't believe me. Let's see if she picks up. Probably won't pick up because it comes from some unblocked
says the buzz, doesn't it?
No, it says Perry, New York.
No, they switched that.
No, they didn't. It's 7:13. She's probably out.
Probably, she doesn't want to let you down on the air.
She's probably out at the bus stop.
All right, coming up on the show. Well, that actually could be a great jerk or justified.
To tell your spouse they can't be in a love scene in a movie?
No, to still be in the love scene when they say no. Okay, oh, anyhow, right. Table that. That could be a good jerk or justified. But let's do
Friday when she goes up to Buffalo. How's that? We'll do it then.
Okay, all right. This jerk or justified is really good. It's one from one of our BuzzFam.
Yeah.
Posted a video of what her husband was about to do. He was in the driveway, what he was carrying in his hand as he was climbing into his pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
She was not happy about, and we will decide the moral compass in Rochester. Was he in the wrong to do what he was about to do?
My wife's like, did you call me? She just texted me. Do you want to call her back?
Sure. Let's we have time.
It. Yeah, we'll figure it out. All right. Hold on.
Okay. As you
really
caller.
Want to know, right?
We'll do Jerk or Justified in a few minutes, and then you can win James Taylor tickets.
That's
if
right.
You're the first call through for Jerk or Justified.
That's right. Come on. Come on.
Please leave your message for
Oh, my God. She's probably trying to call me now. You know, don't you hate that? When you call someone, they call you, and it goes to voicemail. Darn it! All right. Well, you'll just have to hang on. We'll be right back on Jerk or Justified.
98.9 The Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
All right, first call through, James Taylor tickets.
Yeah.
If you're the first call in the jury.
Here on 98.9 The Buzz. 818-2899, yes.
I saw this video that one of our Buzz listeners posted on her page, and I was like, that's kind of funny. And there are so many spouses that can relate to this that I thought, hey, perfect time to decide the moral compass in Rochester. Let's bring it up on the show.
Okay.
And this is what, it was a video of her husband carrying tools in his one hand, getting into his red pickup truck.
Okay.
And she wrote, my husband leaving to help a friend out when there's a million projects at home that needs attention.
Me to the rescue.
And I laugh so hard because my mother says that to me. You know, I have me and I have two sisters and we're always calling on dad to help us out with things. And my mother gets so frustrated. For the longest time, she would keep quiet. She would keep quiet. And now she's like, that's it. There's so many things around the house that your father needs to get to. This is his house. I'm sorry, girls. You can't call on him anymore.
Stop taking dad.
I mean, she just popped. Like, it was like building up. And then I saw this video that I just started laughing.
This
I'm like, there
funny.
Are so many people who can relate to
all
this.
All right. So to Jerk or Justified, 818-2899. So for the wife to call out or for the dude to go and do odd jobs?
I don't know if... No, I think we should put him on trial.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. She's already dealing with a lot, okay? She's got a lot going on. She's very frustrated. Let's not stress her out. Yep, let's not stress her out any more than we have to.
Okay.
So for the husband to leave to help a friend out when there's a million projects at home that needs attention.
Okay.
Not saying no to a friend.
Okay. Good morning, The Buzz. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Who's this?
This is Troy.
Troy.
Handyman Troy? Yeah, are you a handy guy?
Yeah, are you handy?
I am a handyman.
Do you help friends before you fix stuff at home?
I think that it's a little more complicated than that. I think that the guy is justified because when somebody calls, especially in this area, especially upstate New York, you answer. You go and help out. And everybody's got stuff at home. Your house is never going to be complete. The honey-do list is never going to be done.
That is true. You're right. Plus, it's in us. It's in us. We like to help. We like to use our tools and like to bring over
the
power washer, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, that's the other aspect of it. If you are a guy who helps out somebody else, you're way more likely to get a, hey, thanks a lot. That was great. Let's go get some pizza.
Uh-huh.
If you help out at home, your wife's like, great. The next thing on the list is...
Troy, I love it.
Okay, wait a minute. That was a tip for all you wives. That's all you have to say is, hey, good job. Let's get some pizza.
Seriously.
That's right.
And then he'll do more around the house.
In no time.
Way sooner. Put a little thanks into it. All right, we'll take your justified, Troy. That's cool.
Funny.
I love it. Hey, first call through. You got a pair of tickets to see the legend James Taylor and his all-star band at CMAC June 29th. Courtesy of the Bowery Presents. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
Yes, tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. So we're going to hook you up. I need your info. Stay right there, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. 818-2899 is the number. Call us up. Is he jerk or justified for taking off and fixing his friend's stuff?
From the Buzz fam, Chase says, good morning. He's definitely a jerk. There's something else. Ooh, Chase.
What
there's something else going on if he wants to rush off to a, quote, friend's house before his own wife.
There you go.
Oh, how about that for rumors, Chase?
Take those psychic powers, Chase, and use them for good.
818-2899 if you want to weigh in on this. And it's so funny. So there is, now that I can't call my dad because my mom has put a stop to that, there is an issue in the house, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, gosh, I told Leah, my oldest daughter, I go, okay, you are only allowed to date or marry a guy who knows how to get like DIY things. Okay. But now I'm having second thoughts because, no, that's not even the answer either to help you out around the house.
I think this whole scenario is justified, even though it does feel like, hey, why is he fixing everybody else's stuff and not ours? And Troy really locked it in for me because, like, there's always something to do at the house. And you're helping a friend. You know, you never know when you're going to be able to use his pickup to do something.
Well, okay, that is a good point. Yes, you don't want to ever say no to a friend, but you can say, hold on. Hold on, let me get things done around the house. I think you can say no. I think you can say no to a friend. This is kind of like if you won the lottery. Everybody's going to come out of the woodwork and be like, hey, you know, with their hand out. You got to say no. Sometimes you got to say no. You got to take care of your family first.
See, you're taking it on the surface, this whole premise. Like, there's more reasons, not because he's going to cheat, but, you know, maybe he just wants to get out of the house or needs to have an excuse for not doing something else with other people. I mean, there's so many reasons to go help a friend.
Okay, those were all god-awful terrible reasons.
Yeah, but it's true.
Just to get out of the house.
Tell me your kid's sick and because they're really not because you don't want to go somewhere. Everybody does that. Or you got to go home and feed the dog.
Now you're putting thoughts in our mind that I wasn't even thinking.
Isn't that what Joker Justified's about?
So we got some other messages. Jerk, handle your own house first. You don't get hero points for fixing someone else's sink when yours is still leaking. Uh-huh. I can't imagine how frustrated you must be, though, when the honey-do list keeps growing and everybody else's, you're tackling everyone else's. I mean, but if it must be frustrating.
If he doesn't do anything, that's one thing.
Justified, he's being a good friend. Yeah. The house stuff will still be there. Sometimes people just need you in the moment. Justified, he's loyal. That's the kind of guy you want to be married to, even if it means waiting on a few things. Oh man.
Uh-huh.
The verdict is
it is okay.
Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Now, it's only justified if you are truly helping that person out fix something and not following what Chase said or Scott said.
Yeah. So true. All right. 98.9 The Buzz. Ah, yes. Remember that song before it was 1999 and it played? It's like, whoa.
Oh, my God. It felt like forever.
I know. And all of a sudden,
when would 1999 happen?
I know. That'll never happen.
No.
We live in the past, Sandy. We do. I got a quick thing here. You know how we live in the past? Can I just bring something up? Roseland Amusement Park in Canandaigua.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you ever go on a school trip?
Roseland Water Park, yeah.
Well, no. The amusement park, not water park.
Oh, no. I grew up in Greece,
yeah.
So we didn't travel all the way to Canandaigua for a school trip.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Yeah. So you had never been to the actual amusement park itself?
No, I guess not.
Oh. There used to be... I mean, it was a classic amusement park, roller coaster, the whole package. But there was this one neat ride that went over the water. It was just gondolas, you know? It was soothing, comforting, and they had these posts out in Canandaigua Lake. So it would go over the water, and you could see the whole amusement park. It was beautiful like that. Well, it closed in 1985 after being open for like 60 years. And yesterday, they unveiled, well, what was left is this... one of the stanchions, one of the cement things in the water was an eyesore. And it was just stuck out in the water there. And they didn't really want to spend the money to go out and demolish it. So an artist decided after 3 years, and they gave permission to create the Ghost of Roseland. It's actually a moving sculpture that is on this cement stanchion podium thing out in the water. And it was unveiled yesterday down in Canandaigua. Very cool. The Ghost of Roseland. It shows part of like a Ferris wheel, some of the attractions. It's run. It actually moves. So it's actually a moving sculpture that spins around.
Oh my God,
that's
how big is it?
It's as big as the stanchion. It's pretty big. You know, it's pretty big. There's one, a Ferris wheel on it, and there's like a roller coaster thing, and then the tilt-a-whirl, and it all kind of moves. So very cool. The Ghost of Roseland. It's worth visiting, and you know, the Canandaigua Lake landscape is beautiful, and that's part of the Canandaigua mayor's vision is to have more public space and do that kind of stuff.
Sure, so, that's cool. I don't know if I like the Ghost of Roseland because that sounds eerie and creepy.
Well, it's what's left.
If it's like the beautiful memory of Roseland.
Yeah. So congrats to sculptor Benji Carr, who also has a couple other works around Rochester, too. So very cool. About 100, 200 people showed up for the unveiling of that yesterday. So another great reason why we're awesome. Hello, 8 o'clock hour. How are you doing? It's Monday at 98.9 The Buzz. Scott Spisano and Sandy Waters here, taking you through your 19th of the month. This is going to be a cool week. I made nothing out of the 60s. We're going to see sunshiny skies today and breezy, though, 60 degrees.
All right, before the end of the show, we have to get to, this is something for bald guys.
Uh-huh.
It's great to be bald. And what happened at the Red Wings game for the first pitch? Scott will not reveal yet. I don't know why you're holding out here. I want to know what happened, if it was embarrassing or not, because you were so stinking nervous about the first pitch.
I was, yes.
But okay.
Yes, it was a good night.
Now,
there was a rainbow, by the way. It was great.
Ooh, yeah. See, he keeps doing that. He keeps deflecting and talking about everything else that happened and not the first pitch itself. Okay, so we'll get to all of that before the end of the show. But
yeah.
I got to warn you about, and I don't know if warn is the right word, starting today, something to watch out for when you're driving through Brighton.
Okay, what?
Brighton police said they're going to be cracking down on people not wearing a seatbelt. Click it or ticket is on.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, you know what? I thought we all just wore our seatbelts, unless you're one of the, you know, fill in the blank, stealing people's cars.
Do you think people that steal cars wear seatbelts?
No, I don't think they. You think they do?
Yeah, because if they're stealing a car they don't care about, so they can crash it or jump curbs and stuff, then they're going to wear a seatbelt.
If they're bold enough. And steal a car, you think they're self-aware enough to know, let me...
Yeah, nobody wants to die.
Click it or ticket?
Right? Nobody wants to die. And when you're in a police chase or cops are chasing you, you got to buckle up. Nobody wants to die.
Listen, I am not going to go 85 until you buckle up back there.
In the back seat. Because if we get in a crash, you could come flying and knock me.
Yes. Brighton police say on average, someone not wearing a seatbelt during a crash dies every 50 minutes.
In Brighton? Or just in the country?
That's what Brighton police says.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You got to wear a seatbelt. I mean, it's hard not to these days. I mean, it makes noise. Like my brother, he comes down, right? He goes, come on, let's go to the store. Maybe around the holidays or whatever. Then, well, let's go to the liquor store. I'm buying. I'm like, okay. We get in the car and it's like ding, 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 all the way down to the end of the street. I'm like, you going to put your seatbelt on? Oh, yeah.
Here you are saying nobody doesn't wear a seatbelt, and then you have a perfect example of your brother.
I'm not saying nobody. I'm just saying, you know, you're a dumbass if you don't. I mean, I learned, I wasn't wearing my seatbelt when I got in a car crash when I was 18. This is back when seatbelts were above the passenger door on the ceiling. Mm. Come down like that.
TVs are black and white. Yeah,
that long time ago. Yeah, before the seatbelt law, and I went through a windshield, got 250 stitches on my face. So
if your brother got in the car and didn't buckle up,
I tell him,
would you be like, "I'm not moving. We're not going anywhere until you buckle up, my friend."
No, I just put it on.
The seatbelt actually is one of, like, if you were to say, "What is your favorite sound?" Like AMSR, ASMR,
ASMR. You like that?
I think the seatbelt would be, on my list. It'd be top there, top three.
Ready?
Favorite sound.
I got one.
No, not that part. That was not the clicking. I don't like like that. Oh God, wait, that is that was the opposite.
You can hear that. You can hear the belt slide.
No, I don't like the belt slide. Right, oh God, that bothers me.
How about this
the
one?
Belt slide is not that right there. The click.
Click it or tick it.
What kind of seatbelt sound effect did you pull up?
I don't know. It's a stupid library we have here. So there was like millions of them, but they all sucked. Except this one. There's 92 of them. And I went through every single one of them. Is it?
I don't want to. Okay. Yeah.
It's one of those sounds.
That's not how my seatbelt sounds. Wait a minute.
It's one of those sounds that, you know, same here. I try to find. My seatbelt just goes. Chunk.
Click.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
What is that from a 1970 Chevy or something?
I don't know.
What sound effect?
I can only pull from
that?
One library for copyright purposes, and that's all it was. There was 92 of them, and they all sucked.
Oh, now you think about copyright. Wait, you don't have to think about copyright purposes for On the Air. You play songs all the time. You're so
What's
funny.
Wrong? Can I please you at all with anything ever?
That was like the worst ASMR. Never mind. That's not on my top three anymore.
Find it yourself now, next time then.
Forget it. Now the seatbelt isn't even on my list anymore. Good. Favorite sounds. You just ruined it.
How about silence? Silence is my favorite ASMR. ASM, whatever it's
bald guys, this is good news for you. Anybody who is going a little thin, 818-2899. I got great news for you. You're going to get so excited, and you're going to find your closest millennial and Gen Z and thank them.
She is lying. This is absolutely the most horrible idea ever.
No, it's
and
not.
People that do this are weird. Next.
It's a thing.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, what's up? 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano, Sandy here. Monday morning. What's going on? Okay, bald guys, listen up.
Okay, so this is really good, especially. Yeah. I think this should be a great Father's Day gift. And I am seriously considering this. I'm not even trying to be funny. But I'm not sure if I give this to my husband for Father's Day, because that's the next holiday coming up, right?
What?
Gift-giving holiday. I'm not sure if he would be offended, though. So, not that my husband's bald, but...
I was going to say.
You know, he's going thinner.
Of course.
And so, you know, maybe I'll give it to both my husbands, you and my husband.
Yeah.
Bald guys, this is good news. Toupees are now back. So toupees.
No.
They're now referred to as, they're not called toupees anymore, by the way.
What are they
called?
I'm
going to catch you up, okay?
Can I guess?
Sure.
Head beavers.
Think millennial. What would a millennial? Yeah, because millennials and Gen Z, they're bringing it back. And there's been a revival. It's driven by advancements in hairpiece technology and cultural shift towards embracing personal grooming as a form of self-expression. So TikTok, of course, Instagram, social media, it's a thing. People are showing the before and after. Millennials, Gen Z jumping on this.
What age groups is that? 20s and 30s? 20s to 40s?
I don't know. Yes. Like 30s.
I'm getting so
old. So what's it called,
too?
It's referred to as hair system. Okay?
Oh, a hair system. Yes, exactly.
Is
it USB rechargeable? You got to plug a USB-C into it, maybe? Or you have to use batteries? Can you imagine?
I hate that where they change the adapter on the phone, though. By the way, I hate that. USB-C, USB-G.
Yeah, get out of 2000, then.
Hair system.
Nope.
I think it'll be a great Father's Day gift. Would you toupee it? Would you hair system it?
Are you being honest? Are you being serious?
No,
you would really give one to your husband?
Legitimately, at first when I saw this, I was laughing alongside you. Then I watched some of those videos that everybody's talking about. I am like, what's the dude's name? Somebody tell me, 818-2899. He's like the toupee king or something.
Oh,
I don't
know. Top of mind
toupee
there.
Queen or something. I don't know. He did a before and after.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is legitimately the stylist was putting glue on his head.
Yeah, you put glue on your head.
Glue.
Yeah, it's glue.
I didn't realize.
It's glue, and it's like a rubber cap, and it's like highly... I've seen them. They are highly technical.
So good. So good. After, I was like, like, at first, I was... Not that, I mean, there's a lot of attractive bald men, okay? If you're thinning, you're still attractive. I don't want to blow anybody's ego up. But his before and after, like before, I'm like, oh, God, this guy. And then after, I was like, oh, what's his number? Like, it really was a huge transformation.
All right, fine. All right, listen, whatever floats your boat, right, is fine.
But why why are you so against it? Like, women do hair extensions.
That's different.
No, it's not. It's the exact same thing.
No, wigs on a woman is the same as a toupee on a man.
And
a hair extension is not. No.
You guys, listen, there are more and more, I think your old school mentality. Why not do something that's going to make you feel better about yourself?
And I'd much rather take that $15,000 and put it into something else.
It's not $15,000.
How much are they?
It's good that you asked. So, let's see. Hair systems.
System. Yes, of course.
are customizable, mm-hmm. allowing users to choose styles, colors that fits their and suits their preferences. Non-surgical, more affordable alternatives with a price ranging of $300. To $1,000. Okay, you could go to $1,000, but you know, do you need $1,000 worth of hair system?
But do you need $1,000 for all different looks? You have to have the same look. You need to buy
but
like
again,
five of them.
How much money do us women spend on our nails? Eyelashes, hair extensions, like makeup. I mean, that you can drop $300.
And how much do guys spend on their looks?
You should. we're saying it's okay. Like, I know it is a bruise to your ego, but also when you're thinning as a man, it must be hard. Like, I have known so many guys in my life, and I won't call them out because I don't know if they're that confident about it, but they have tried things like 818-2899. What have you tried to thicken up your hair? I've had some guys in my life who, I don't know what the heck it's called. It's in a bottle and you shake it on. It's almost like,
it's like sprinkles for your hair and it makes it thicker.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like spray paint shakes and stuff, right?
So what's the difference between that and just getting a hair system?
I actually have I did the hair transplant years ago. Like, this is like 10 years ago
right.
now.
So
and
why would
that was
you
enough for me.
This?
That was enough for me. No, I'd much rather go real hair than to make, you know, maintenance and, you know, take it off every 30 days and have it re-glued back on. I don't know how these things work.
Yeah, but you go to the barber every whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just part of your haircut.
So are you here to try to convince me to get this when I have 90% of my hair in my head?
Yeah. Well, okay. So, what happened to the 10%? Don't you want a system?
Lately, you know what? I've been like, you know, the hardest part for a guy who has, like, thinning hair is the hair that's left. That's the hard part because there's a contrast, right? So back here, you know, back of my head is where
it's
I'm
just a little
it the
thinning.
Most.
Yeah,
it's a lot thinning, but it's not bald. So like the hard part
you can't
is
see it, really.
I know you're getting easy more, but like between turning gray and getting thin, it changes things. And I'd much rather have less hair, not more bald, but I think the way to do it is you. What hair is left has to flow into the thinning hair.
You're playing this delicate dance with your hair. Just get a hair system. Okay, no. Here's the question.
Okay.
Let's say Jill, because she's all into this aesthetic stuff, whatever.
Yes.
She looks amazing
she's in
all
the beauty
of the
world.
Time.
Yes.
So if she were to bring home a hair system or a gift certificate for a hair system and give it to you for Father's Day, how would you feel? How would you react?
Well,
is that offensive or not?
I'd light it on fire and stomp it out. Oh, what's that?
Think of that.
I would not know. If she did, I know she wouldn't. But if she did, I would be like, no, thanks.
She's the one who signed you up for these, hey, do this ultraviolet something on your head to have your hair grow. Hey, do fillers, do whatever.
Yeah,
and
you
go along with it. Now, all of a sudden, you're saying no.
No, yeah. All of a sudden is not true. I just, that's where the buck stops. I don't know. Don't mess with it.
But
I'm
what would make
it.
You do like an implant or red light therapy or whatever you've done before on your bald spot, but not do this?
Free?
Like what? Okay, if this was free.
No, I don't think I would.
How could you not?
Because, Sanders, stop. You can't go backwards. You can't all of a sudden show up with a full head of hair.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
okay, that's what it is.
Yeah,
people will know
much.
That you did it.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but you see that guy in the office who leaves on a Friday gray, comes back on a Monday.
That's his
dark
fault.
Hair.
That's his fault.
I mean, it's okay. I'll leave today and I have graying, and then I'll come back tomorrow with nice, beautiful. It's okay. I don't think anyone cares anymore.
I'm not.
Do it. To pay it.
I would like to pay you to go away. How's that? We'll be right back on The Buzz. Saturday, 6:34 p.m. Video. Let me play this. Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. This is... Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. All morning long, we were talking about it. And we were talking about it on Friday at this time. All morning long, Scott, like all last week, so stinking nervous about throwing out the first pitch at the Rochester Red Wings game.
It was
so
Buzz Night Saturday night. Yeah, it was Buzz Night Saturday night. So they asked me to do it.
I've never seen you nervous about anything. And for some reason, you were so worked up about this. Okay, we were talking about that last week.
Yeah.
This morning, I walk in. I'm like, oh, my God, I've been meaning to text you. I want to know how it went. And you keep deflecting. And you're not telling me how did it go.
Okay. First pitch.
Okay.
Saturday, 6:34 p.m. I've got video. I'm going to play the audio of it here. One second.
Did you have Ellie throw out the first pitch?
Ellie threw out the first pitch. Yay!
Stop it.
I was put on injured reserve.
Oh, no, you didn't.
How couldn't I? I thought this would be perfect. She's so excited. And... I'm driving there. I'm there, Jill. I'm like, you know what? I think Ellie should do this. So we went to the Red Wings store and we got her a little pink baseball and she got Bruce the Bat Dog stuffy and Jill got a hat and we went down on the field and they're like, yeah, sure. I'm like, oh, that'd be awesome.
Hold on a
Why
second.
Why did I think about this when the second they asked me?
Hold on one moment, please. Now, don't disguise this as you're the sweetest, most giving father ever. This is your deflection. This is your way of getting out of throwing out the first pitch.
Yes. Are you that blind? Yes.
That's genius.
Thank you. She had the best time ever. Oh my God. She was so cute. All right. Plus, here's this. I mean, we decided this before we got there, but when we get down on the field, when they do first pitch, it's Spikes is the catcher. Okay. So that's less intimidating.
Yeah.
And he's got this giant glove, right? And then the other thing is I noticed there were no adults in the lineup. They have more than they have like five or six or seven of us that throw out the first pitch. And now here's so-and-so, and here's so-and-so from the so-and-so Little League, and here's so-and-so. And I'm like, this is going to be perfect.
Oh, my God, you were the only adult?
I would be the only adult. Thank God we decided that out of time. I would have been like, hey.
Oh, my God. Thank heavens you had Ellie.
Man. Days. It was
when
awesome.
Was the last time, the last thing that you had your kid do because you didn't want to? Everyone has a story. Everyone has a story.
All right, what's yours?
I always have my kid ask Nona and Grandpa for things.
Because
I can't ask. My parents will easily say no to me.
Like what?
So I'll
things
have my
like
kids
what?
Do. Everything. I mean, I've been doing it forever. Even when my husband, when I know he's going to get mad about something that I'm going to ask him, I'll have the kids ask him.
Oh, jeez.
Nobody can say no to a kid. Right?
Nona, Grandpa, can I have $300?
Yes. Sure. Yeah, I'll be like, ask Nona and Grandpa. And then now, because they're older, now they'll be like, you ask. I'm like, no. You ask.
Your time is running out. You better start.
I know.
Better start toughening up that ask skin.
I know. How many people do that? What's your okay? I read this. We play a quick. Would you rather? Because your biggest fear. Your biggest fear was throwing out the first pitch. So you had Ellie do it.
Okay, let's play. Would you rather? Okay, go.
Would you rather? Would you rather throw out the first pitch in front of 20,000 people,
mm-hmm.
or sing the national anthem solo with no rehearsal?
First pitch in front of 20,000 people.
Ah. Why? Because you can't sing?
Right.
Why would you pick? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hardest song ever to perform.
You used to be in the musicals.
Yeah, I know.
That I would think that you would want to sing.
Nah. No. Nah. No.
How about if it was a different song? Happy Birthday.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Well, I'd sing Happy Birthday, yeah. But the Star Spangled Banner is one of the toughest songs to sing.
Okay.
Not only by yourself, but a cappella. Also a 3-second delay.
Oh, I hate that. Okay. Would you rather throw a wild pitch that hits the mascot or accidentally trip walking on the mound? And it goes viral.
Would much rather trip and fall on me. Yes. I don't want to get a lawsuit from Spikes.
Would you rather be caught on the Jumbotron nose picking or be caught on camera getting red-faced angry at someone?
Oh.
Two things that you would be caught doing.
I think probably the nose pick. Yeah, nose pick.
You just own it now.
Everybody picks their nose. No, if they can get it, if they can do it slow motion while I flick it off my finger. And see the spiraling off into the distance, into the rainbow,
okay,
at the backside of the Jumbotron.
If you're at
the game Saturday, thank you for the wonderful round of applause for my daughter. I appreciate that. I forgot to mention, I want to say hi to Heather, part of the Buzz fam, huge Red Wings fan, met her at the game, Heather from Greece, pulled me aside and like, hey, Scott, how you doing? So we gave each other a hug and saw her for the rest of her family she was with. So I just want to say hi to Heather. Thank you so much. And
Heather.
What's up? All right. So, yeah. So, all is good. And we're coming up to the top of that hour for the commercial-free 98. And if you missed anything on the show here today, you can always rewind and go back to it on our Buzz podcast.
Yeah. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can search out The Breakfast Buzz or Spisano and Sandy. And if you see anything that's, a little bit jerky, justified-y, just leave us a voice message on the free Audacy app, AUDACY, or... email us.
Yeah, or just give us a call somewhere and we'll get it on for you, all right? All right, let's do the commercial-free 98. 98 straight minutes of Buzz Tunes for work today.
Got a story Spisano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Audacy app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Audacy. A-U-D-A-C-Y.